Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself.
Hi, remember me? I'm Bill. I used to host this show. Anyway, I'm here to talk to you today about Anchor. So, in case you haven't heard, which I'm sure you've heard a million times by now, Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record, edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's got everything you need to make a podcast in one place. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I cannot recommend Anchor enough if you are wanting to start a podcast. It is the best provider that I've ever used. So, download the Anchor app now, or go to Anchor FM to get started today. Now, back to the new host. Not me. Right? Hello, and welcome to another episode, Rich, a re-recording episode of RPG The Golden Years. And guess what? I've not got lined up.
God dang it.
My drop. Here we go. It's coming. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Golden Years. Hey, welcome to RPG The Golden Years with myself, Bill.
And Rich.
Hey, how's it going, Rich? How's it been since yesterday, since I destroyed our recording?
But good. I actually went to bed pretty early last night, and I woke up all by myself without having any alarm go off. And
ooh, you off work?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you just woke up naturally.
I just woke up naturally because I knew I had to be up, but I got a lot of sleep. My body woke up on its own. It's like, you know what? You've had enough.
You've had enough. You, Rich, should get up and record with Bill.
Yes, exactly.
Again, because he completely messed it up yesterday. Yes, so apologies, people, especially to our lovely Patreon donors who are not getting their episode a day early this week. Unfortunately, I use a program called OBS to record mine and Rich's conversation, OBS, and right where it says stop recording, there's a button above it that says start streaming. Unfortunately, yesterday I hit the start streaming button, which it streams to my my personal Twitch account, which is not set up to back up any of my streams because I don't actually do any streaming on it. I do all the streaming on our RPG account. I keep checking, Rich. It's still recording as we speak.
It is.
Yeah. So sadly, folks, yesterday's episode is lost to the winds.
That's okay. We can redo it. It's no big deal. Take two. Version 2.0 of this episode is going to be much better than the other one, probably.
I hope so. I tell you what, I feel a lot more prepared today than I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a bit of a frantic trying to get my moment to sit down and record. But yes, thankfully, here we are, folks. Good day. Welcome. Good day to all of our Australian listeners. Or just the one.
Do we have just one out there?
I think we might have two. But I think we may have one. But yes, hello to all of our listeners worldwide. And yes, so Rich, let's get down to business. Yeah, how's Saga?
Saga's good. I'm in the power plant in the ruined city. It's gonna be probably a bit before I continue on that. I'm probably gonna play a little bit more tonight, maybe tomorrow. I haven't decided. I'm gonna give you a word of advice, Bill, this game.
Ooh.
All right. When you get to the ruined city,
yep,
and you fight this giant bird,
mm-hmm,
run. Don't fight it. Run.
Run.
You have to run.
I can't. What you mean? I can't beat it.
No, not yet.
Mm,
just run.
I feel like there's being a challenge here.
Yeah, it will wipe your party.
within
like 3 or 4 turns, because I tried to fight it.
Okay, so mental note. When I get to the big bird, save state. Yep. And then try and defeat it to spite Rich.
Okay.
I probably won't. I probably won't.
You tell me how it goes.
Okay.
Because you can't do any damage to it.
Can't do any damage to it.
Not for the time being, you can't.
Okay. Well, all right. No more spoilers. There's a big bird. I should run away.
Yep. I just want to tell you that.
Assume when you say big bird.
Because I know you. You're not going to talk to some people, and they're going to tell you this, and you're going to miss the little advice that it tells you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
I'm going to tell you now.
So some people in a town should be advising me to avoid the bird, but probably the fan translation means it won't register in my head.
Yep.
Okay. So I assume when you say Big Bird, I assume it actually looks like Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Good. Well, I also like the fact that we call it Saga now as well. We don't actually call it Final Fantasy Legends no more. It's just like, hey, how's Saga? Yeah, Saga's great.
Yeah, we'll just call it the way it is.
Yes, well, I'm up to the, I think it's like the first world, which is the ocean world, is it? I've got the, again, Rich, I'm going to moan at you a second time for this, that bloody floating island.
Yeah, it's hidden in there.
Yeah, this is what Rich was referring to me about me not talking to people in towns. I got to the town on the ocean world, and I went in and just re-equipped all my characters and just went straight back out. I was just like, because I'd seen a cave. It's like, well, obviously that's where I've got to go next. I didn't realise there's these little islands dotted around. And like you step on them and it's kind of like just one pixel. And there's one of these islands, is a special island that will then move across the water. And I did not know this, so I spent a long time going through this little cave system, back and forth, going out of all these exits onto all these blank islands, being like, there's nothing here! before I eventually spoke to someone in town who mentioned the fact there was a floating island. And then I got on one and it moved. I was like, oh, this took me
so long. That's why you got to talk to everybody.
I know. It's the golden rule of RPGs. When we get to Final Fantasy IV, Kane specifically tells you during the beginning of the game, talk to everybody in town. It's like one of the few instructions that game gives you.
Yeah.
But yes, golden rule, people. From the golden years, talk to everyone. Apart from Final Fantasy XII, I don't think that's necessary. There's too many people died around.
Oh, yeah, that one's got a lot of people in there.
So I've done that. I've now floated around, got my air seed, I've gone underwater, and I'm at the underwater castle. So hopefully I'm not planning to do much on Saga this week, Rich. I really want to finish Willow.
Okay.
So yeah, this is for some pre-Golden Year loving. This is a NES game. So, you know, there's about 50 games that were too old for our list, Rich. I think we've mentioned this a billion times. which we're just going to slowly knock those off every now and then for the Patreons. So I really want to get Willow done as our first one. It's kind of like a Zelda.
You have thought of that.
I am, actually. It's kind of like a Zelda-esque game, but a bit more corridory. Like, you know, you're a bit more funneled into a corridor than Zelda. You've got RPG elements where you slowly level up as you kill creatures and stuff, and you've got to be certain levels to do certain parts of the quest. It's good fun. Not as fun as Saga. I love Saga. I'm finding that lots and lots of fun at the moment. There's so many good things. Have you got what's your party in Saga? Have you got a monster?
I do, and I don't recommend that thing.
Oh, I love my monster. When I get a decent upgrade for the monster, it's brilliant. Do you know how the monster upgrades work?
Yeah, I've got all that figured out. I mean, you guys kind of helped me with that. I just, for some reason, I like the humans and the mutants better. Mm. But yeah, it's not bad.
Well, yeah, my one mutant is just an absolute beast.
I kind of figured you could cheese this game pretty easy if you do all mutants. But then a Mini NT on our Discord server did say that they kind of swap roles later on. So I think the mutant kind of, at the beginning of the game, seems like uber powerful. But then by the end of the game, he kind of levels out a bit more. Whereas the humans, you know, they're not as powerful at the beginning. But at the end of the game, you can really OP them.
Yeah, you could do that.
Because, yeah, you just keep buying stats.
Yeah, you just buy stats to form.
Although you have to be careful. He did warn us about the stats with humans.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing that slowly. I'm not doing it like crazy amount.
Yeah, just so people know what we're talking about. the human stats, I think it's the stats overall. They only display the stats up to 99. But as with most things in coding, the actual stats go up to 255. So you can keep pumping in. So with the humans, you have to buy, you know, you buy a strong and then they get a little bump in their strength stats. You can keep going up until 225. But because of the game's coding, if you go over 225, the stats will then drop back down to the beginning. So once you get past 99, you're not really sure how far you've got left to go because you can't see it. So you could accidentally give yourself a stat boost and just destroy your character. Then have to start again. So, yeah, so be warned, people. You have been Saga warned. yeah, so Saga's been a bit of fun. How's Mages Gone Wild?
It's fine. You know, I haven't done too much on it. I'm waiting to get it done and beat it. Or beaten for Saga, and then I'll get back into that. You know, I think I'm going to be, pretty far ahead of you. I can do that.
Yeah, we're quite far, you're quite far ahead of me in Saga at the moment. I think you're getting quite close to the end of the game, aren't you, in Saga?
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
Oh, cool. Right.
I think I'm like about maybe 45 minutes to an hour away.
Yeah, because like I said, I want to get Willow out of the way, because I've been playing that for about 2 months now, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And then I want to dip my toes into Zelda 2. Because that's really intriguing me at the moment. And then I want to bash Saga out next week. So probably not next week, but maybe the week after we'll do the Saga review.
Okay, try to get that on.
Famous last words there. in 16 weeks' time, we finally finished Saga. yes, because then we can move on to Star Ocean. Do-do-do.
Yes.
Do-do-do. Man, lots of Square Enix games at the moment. right. Let's do our Battle Royale, Rich.
Okay.
Now, sadly, this week, sees a travesty of a vote took place.
For you?
Yes, for me. Unfortunately, the god, the man, the myth, the legend that is Bill from Oblivion, the Daedric Lord of Madness, he lost to some loser from Final Fantasy VI.
I feel like that's not that bad of a thing.
Yeah. Bloody Kefka. Stupid clown. How can you beat Bill from Oblivion? I could jump over buildings, man.
Because he's a psycho clown?
He's a psycho god clown?
Yeah, that poisons water supplies and does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I think more people need to play Oblivion is what we get from this vote. Kefa stomped Bill. He got 71% of the vote. Poor old Bill from Oblivion.
That's okay. I voted for Kefka.
He was great. I voted for Bill. Bill's a legend. So Kefka moves on in our Battle Royale. He goes to the next stage. So the other fight that we had last week, now this is between Nintendo and Square. We had Ash faced off, Ash from Pokemon, Pokemon Yellow to be specific, face off against Ramza. Yes, Ramza Bavul, or Bouvar, Bouvale? I don't know, whatever confusing weird last name he's got.
I don't know.
From Final Fantasy Tactics. Tick, 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 tock. Damn you, Joe. You've ruined that game for me. Yes, so we had 24 votes on both of these ones, but Ramza destroyed Ash. He got 79% of the vote. So at least I know that I didn't get as beaten up as Ash did from Pokemon. Man, Ramza's harsh, man. Like, Ash is like 8 years old. And Ramza just pummeled his face into the ground. sad times. But who did you vote for on this one?
I voted for Ramza.
Yeah, so did I.
Sorry.
I think I was supposed to be campaigning for Ash as well, but you know. I couldn't help it. I went with Ramza. So this week's vote, Rich. Excuse me. Which I'll probably put out tomorrow now because of the fact we're quite late with the episode. We'll give people a chance to listen to it.
Yeah.
We have Sora from Kingdom Hearts. And she's going to face off against Beatrix from Final Fantasy IX.
Sora's a dude.
Pardon?
Sora's a guy.
What did I say?
She.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to piss off a lot of people.
Sorry, I think it's just my Essex accent. I think I'm just lisping all over the place. Yeah, Sora, Sora from Kingdom Hearts. And Beatrix, the lovely Beatrix, with her one eye, from Final Fantasy IX.
That's going to be a tough one.
That is going to be a tough one. I think I'm going to go for Beatrix on this one. I think she's a great little side protagonist of the game.
I think Sora's good.
I like her love story with Steiner. You know, her interactions with Queen Braun, the way she switches sides. Oh, she's a great character. She really adds a lot to that game. Whereas, yeah, I've never played Kingdom Hearts, so I can't really say much about it.
Okay.
Whereas I think you played it recently, didn't you, Rich?
Yeah, I just beat the first one not too long ago.
Yeah, there you go. So that's our first vote, and our second vote will be we've got another Kingdom Hearts one. Kyrie from Kingdom Hearts versus Alice from Phantasy Star 1, Rich's favorite game series.
Yes, kill her.
Kill her, Kyrie.
Yep.
Nah, come on, Alice. I'm gonna really campaign hard for this one. I'm gonna make sure Alice stays in. She was a legend. Absolute legend.
She's going to lose.
Nah, she'll be all right. She'll survive. I'm convinced she'll survive. So, that's our Battle Royale done for the week. The only other thing we have is we had our episode, because we skipped over this last week, because we did the huge episode for Phantasy Star 2. So, again, big thanks to our friend Rob Lennon for joining us on that and doing a little mini interview. That was really good fun. I loved having his input into Phantasy Star. And the series in general. I do have a correction that I need to say. We were discussing the destruction of Algo and the effects that that had on the games Phantasy Star 3 and 4. The third planet in Phantasy Star 4 is not Palm. The planet in Phantasy Star 2 definitely blew up. Spoilers, people. Yes, so that planet is gone, and it's a different third planet in Phantasy Star 4. It's supposed to have like an ellipses orbit around the sun, so I think it's the idea that it comes closer to the sun every like few hundred years or some shit. I don't know. We'll find out more when we get to that game. And also, Phantasy Star 3 is kind of a offshoot of Phantasy Star 2, not Phantasy Star 1. So the idea of Phantasy Star 3 is that that's set on a spaceship that launched from Palm as it was being destroyed. So the idea is that when the space station was crashing into Palm during Phantasy Star 2 and the planet blew up, they sent out a couple of emergency vehicles into outer space, and Phantasy Star 3 takes place on one of those vehicles. So I think we kind of got in a huge mess on that on the review. Couldn't remember what one was which, which game was from what, and who knows what. But yeah, that's the official line. Other than that, I know nothing about Phantasy Star 3 and 4. So Phantasy Star 3, you know, it continues on from Phantasy Star 2, but in a separate part of space. And Phantasy Star 4 is set in the same Algo solar system, but has a new planet, which has kind of come into orbit or something weird. But yes, so the final thing to catch up on, Rich, final thing, is a lovely episode that we had with our good friend Scott Spot. Hi, Scott.
Yeah, hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, mate? We had our RPG battle systems with Scott Spot, and I was convinced, Rich, that Scott was going to win this with Final Fantasy 13-2. I even voted for Final Fantasy 13-2.
But you lost.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Pokemon won. Well, no, actually, I won because Pokemon was my choice.
Yeah, it was yours. Yeah.
but I honestly, I was behind Scott on that one. I love the battle system for 13-2. But yeah, if anyone hasn't played 13-2, I would definitely suggest playing that one. But yeah, Rich came third with Star Ocean. He got 21% of the votes. Yeah. Scott came third with 36% of the votes for Final Fantasy 13-2. And I won with 43% on Pokemon. So our listeners have voted and said that Pokemon has the best battle system out of those three. I think that was kind of a fun one, Rich. We should revisit that at some point.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe not battle systems, but do like, you know, maybe like best story arcs or... Yeah, just, yeah, we'll dive into that. But I liked doing, you know, which one do we, like, pick a game, which one do you prefer?
There you go.
Type thing. Cool. Okay, right. Shall we get into this week's episode again?
Yeah.
For the second time? Cool. So, more Phantasy Star 2 content, people. This week, Rich and I are going to review the Phantasy Star 2 text adventures.
I'm so excited for that.
I know you are, Rich. So hopefully this will be a lot less painful than it was yesterday. not to diss mine and Rich's podcasting skills, but yes, Steve was a bit of a shit show. I blame myself, really. I said to Rich, hey, look, there's these text adventures, and sent him a link to this website and said, right, we need to make sure we read this so that we can review it. And then I didn't get a chance to read it, and Rich did.
And that's right, folks. Hi.
Yeah.
I read it.
Rich did his homework and I did not. But I have now done my homework, so it's fine. I have now read all these. And I've also now found a much better site that has these stories on them. And now the stories are very, very short, so we're just going to read these out. And this is from SegaRetro.org, who have their own Phantasy Star category. And they've got a whole segment on the Phantasy Star 2 text adventures. So, a bit of backstory, Rich. These were a series of 8 text adventures video games available for users of the Sega MegaNet, right? This blew my mind when I read this. This is a modem for the Sega Mega Drive or Genesis.
Huh.
I did not know that that system had a modem.
Crazy.
Like, that's nuts, man. Yes, but it was only released in Japan. it was later released as part of a compilation on Sega CD, but again, not released in English, sadly. Each of the games, so there are 8 games in the text adventures, and they follow all the 8 characters from Phantasy Star 2, but they've kind of got all the even in the fan translations that we've looked at and that we're about to read the stories from, the names aren't correct as they are in the game.
Looks like 3 of them are correct, but
yeah, some of them are. Again, because the Mega, again, always the problem with translating stuff from Japanese to English back in this time was that they always had a 4 character limit, which in Japan, you know, 4 characters, you could spell out whole sentences, whereas in English you just get 4 characters. So they had to kind of cut all the names down. So I think there is a, because I remember the point when Rudo joins your team, he does say, my name's Rudolph, but you can just call me Rudo. And so he cuts his name down. And I think for everyone else, they just like renamed him to whatever they fancied. But yeah, each of the game takes place shortly before Phantasy Star 2, documenting the backgrounds of its characters and explaining what brings them to the town in Paizo, where they eventually team up to investigate the troubles of the Algo solar system. But yeah, it's crazy that this was only available via the internet, via a modem in Japan originally.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that just blew my mind. But thankfully, a translation group called MIJET has translated them all. And you can patch these and play them on a Mega Drive emulator, but I could not figure it out for the life of me how that was supposed to work. I tried it so many times, Rich, to get this to work on my my emulator, and I must be missing whatever component it is for this for this MegaNet. I just don't think people emulate it, or maybe it's just not available on mobile emulators. But yes,
it probably is not.
So we are going to start with Amir's story. Now, who do we think Amir is?
That's Anne.
No, because hang on, Anne's got a story here.
Wait, what?
What?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
What?
Look at the name.
Yeah, Anne. Her name's Anne Sager as well, which is great. Oh, it's Amy. All right, okay. So again, that's what's really confusing. Amy's story is called Anne's Adventure, whereas Anne is called Amia.
Oh, that's right.
These things are messed up, man. Right, yeah. So that is Anne, right? She was one of my favourite characters from the game with her sickle throwing. So Amy's story. The game takes place in autumn of AW 1282, about 2 years before the events of Phantasy Star 2. The emergence of biomonsters was soon followed by a new class of warrior called Hunters. Hunters devoted themselves to protecting the people of Mota from attack. Anna, who's called Amia, however, is a hunter of a different sort. She is one who hunts hunters. God. Yeah, I'm going to stumble over this one. Those who have gone rogue and become as much of a threat as the monsters themselves. This chapter details Anna's origins as a bounty hunter, and follows her chase for a wanted Motovian hacker. Her adventure in pursuit of this criminal leads her to find out that her targets about her target's remorseful past, inspiring her to renounce her bounty hunting career, and instead becoming a counter hunter, choosing to focus her efforts on hunters that have gone truly bad rather than difficultly arresting anyone with a bounty on their head. Oh, rather than dutifully arresting anyone with a bounty on their head. So it's kind of like her story of how, rather than just, you know, blindly accepting a bounty and going out and capturing the criminal, she's actually going to look into the criminals and see whether they're worthy of catching.
Okay.
And that was Anna's story. That's what brought her to us in Phantasy Star 2. Let's read out some of the later characters, and then we'll save Nye and Ulysses to last. I think. Do you want to read out Amy's? Amy's got a nice short one.
Yeah, I'll read that one. All right. I got to clear my throat here for my acting. So... All right, the game takes place in spring of AW 1284, shortly before the events of Phantasy Star 2. Amy Say has just finished her internship at the hospital in Rivertown and has become a full-fledged doctor. Dun, dun, dun. Calm yet strong-willed, she is dedicated in helping everyone who needs her medical aid. Her chapter follows her hunt after a dangerous biomonster, giving the player some insight into why becoming a doctor and decided to specialize in helping victims of biomonsters. Basically, it's just helping her realize why she's a doctor.
Yeah. See, told you people, these are all going to be nice and short. Okay, so let's move on to Huey, otherwise known as Hugh, our purple-headed warrior. God, should I say that? It's too late.
That's fine.
story, right. So the game takes place in AW of 2084, shortly before the events of Phantasy Star 2. Hugh Thompson, Huey in Japanese, he is a scholar at Motavia University. He is called in by the university president to investigate an incident involving an energy-sapping plant creature roaming the campus, feeding itself upon electricity, and steadily growing larger in the process. After the creature spreads itself through the college reactor to gain reactor over to the main energy center, threatening to deprive the entire town of Kravats of its electricity, Hugh sets out to try and stop it. This adventure is what eventually drives Hugh to adapt his knowledge of autonomy and combat of anatomy to combat biomonsters in the aid of Rolf in Phantasy Star 2. And that's Hugh's story. So yeah, he, you know, they had a monster invade their university. He went and killed it, and that made him want to use his knowledge to help Rolf. Rolf.
Okay.
All right. Let's go on to Kind's adventure, and I believe Kind is Kane. Yes, Josh Kane.
Yes.
There you go. Over to you, Rich.
All right. So this one takes place in autumn of 1281, 3 years before the onset of Phantasy Star II. Josh Kane is an 18-year-old inspiring engineer who has always loved machines and had become quite knowledgeable in how electrical devices and robots function. He built many small devices, fixed appliances, and even learned to hack computers. However, due to being scatterbrained and clumsy, Bill, he would sometimes destroy the things.
Let me check we're recording still. Yep, still recording.
Yeah. Eventually, after one particular disastrous repair job, he gave up trying to be an engineer, decided instead to put his talent for destroying things to use for good. Thus, he became a wrecker. His job being to trash anything electronic, he starts off joining a gang of rebels out to destroy Mother Brain before he eventually ends up teaming up with Rolf in Phantasy Star 2 towards the very end.
Well done. Well done, Josh. Josh Kane. Because you were one of my final party members. I really liked Josh. Right, we'll save Nye for later. Let's do Shalikas, who is Shy, the thief. So, the game takes place in autumn AW 1282, about 2 years before the events of Phantasy Star 2. Shia Gold, the only child of a wealthy family in Peso, she belongs to the well-to-do of Motavia. Growing up and wanting for nothing, Shia felt that becoming a thief would remedy the monotony of daily life. She enjoys the outside air, the cool night breeze, and hanging around on rooftops, giving her the nickname Shia of the Wind. Her adventures outlines one of her escapes as a thief, and she plans to steal the valuable painting entitled Opa Opa, which is on display in a hotel exhibit. nice short story about Shy, who I didn't really use at all.
I didn't use her at all either.
All right, so we're down to it now, Rich. Over to Nye. Do you want to read Nye? Because I know how much
you know what? You liked her, so you can read her.
I did love Nye. That means you're going to read Ulysses at the end.
Yep.
The game takes place in the spring of AW 1284, about 7 months before the events of Phantasy Star 2. This chapter features Nye, a Newman created through an experiment to breed humans with biomonsters. After the escape of Nye first, after her escape from Nye first, I can't do that for too long, Rich. Nye has sought refuge at the home of an elderly couple. However, since Nye was not meant to exist, a bounty was placed on her. After being found by hunters, the home she belonged to was burned down. Nye manages to flee to the nearby town of Peso, where she wanders the streets looking for a place to stay. She has a few encounters with the hunter, responsible for killing the people who took care of her, eventually leading to her rescue by Rolf, who adopts her as a little sister. Aww, nice Rolf. Good old Rolf, eh?
That's right.
So, speaking of Rolf...
Okay.
He's got a dumbass name.
All right. So, I'll tell this one. Rolf is a government agent working out of the town of Peso on Matavia, and the main character of Phantasy Star 2. The text adventure describes Rolf's childhood as a young and talented but conceited sword prodigy, detailing his rescue of a childhood friend, eventually leading up to the induction as an agent in duty of government.
Yes.
That's it.
And that one takes place 10 years before Phantasy Star 2, so this is the oldest one. Now,
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a nice, interesting point on this one is the fact that, because when we read the walkthrough guide yesterday for this game, do you remember he went to Uzo and then came back a man?
Yep. That's right, he did go to Uzo, motherfucker.
I can relate to that. He went to Uzo as a boy. Oh, he got a plane to Uzo, didn't he? We were complaining about the plane ticket. Oh, that really made me laugh. Yeah, apparently there's an airport, people. No one told us. Did they, Rich?
No.
They kept it secret.
Not at all.
There's a bloody airport, and Rolf keeps... Apparently when Rolf was a child, he kept getting tickets to places. But yes, Rolf has to fight a sword master and stuff, and then becomes a man and a government agent. It's pretty cool. So have you played many text adventures in the past, Rich?
Nope, not a single one.
Not a single one. Okay. I've only played a few, and I haven't played them for very long. They are hard as... Well, yeah. they're very, very difficult.
Yeah, I don't... No.
I find... for the most part with text adventures, you kind of have to know your inputs and your verbs because you're supposed to type in, go north, go south, go east, go west, and then, pick up this item. It will describe like a room, and you say, pick up leaf, and it will pick up a leaf, put it in your items. They are very, very confusing. So I'm kind of glad I didn't get this working.
Yeah.
And that we could just read it out. But I am very, very thankful to the MIJET for all their patches and working on translating these games, because it is nice to know, this sort of thing would be lost otherwise. And we've had a lot of discussions on lost gamage. But it's good that it's good that this sort of stuff will be preserved, at least on the internet, if you can ever work out how to make it fucking work. Yeah. those were the prequel stuff for Phantasy Star 2. And I think that came out in 1991, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it did. It came out in April 1991 in Japan. So technically, that should have been part of next season. But we don't do text adventures here at RPG Golden Years. We do RPGs! Yeah!
Yay!
And we love our RPGs, don't we, Rich?
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them. Yeah, you love Phantasy Star 2. That's the important
one. Oh, I love that game.
okay. Got anything else to say on Phantasy Star 2, or do you think we're done?
Oh, God, I think we're done. At least with this one.
Are we? Or have I found something? Or have I found something else?
You better not have.
No, I don't think I have. I just want to... There is another game which I think is set after Phantasy Star 2, but I'm not sure if it's on our list. it was a Game Gear game, but I don't think it was released in English, so I may stick it on the JP only list. But okay. Yeah, I'll save you from that for the moment. So we've got Phantasy Star Legends. Phantasy Star Legends. Oh, I keep saying it, Rich. We've got the final Phantasy Legend, which is Saga. coming up after that is Star Ocean. So this is part of our Japanese-only games. We are playing the official Square Enix release, because we don't want to piss Square off, which they released for the PSP. But the PSP is outside of our cutoff, which is why it's still on the list. And then after that, Rich, we got Double Dungeons. Oh, man. That game looks like hell.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But then we've got a treat after that. We've got Alandra. We've got Saga Frontier, followed by Alandra, and then Sword of a Million, which all look great. And Metal Max Returns after that, which also looks great. And then Shining in the Darkness, which looks painful. But I'm sure some of these games will be quite fun.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. But yeah, I'm super excited to get onto Star Ocean. I want to play like a big classic RPG that's been beautifully remastered. Because I have played a bit of that game, and it is beautifully being redone. So, shall we do our special little segment, Rich?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? It's your turn this week.
Let's do this.
Okay, it's time for Who's That RPG Character? I need to get some sort of music for that. If anyone's got any musical suggestions that they would like for Who's That Cosmic Character, Who's That Cosmic Character? That's where I stole this from. Big shout out to Shardcast, who I stole this idea from. Which isn't the Pokemon theme, where it goes, Who's That Pokemon? Let's come up with something more original, people. Send me your suggestions. And also send us some RPG characters, because this is our last one, and we've been saving this one for weeks. So a big thank you again to Robert Lennon, who was our guest on the Fantasy Star 2 episode. He has sent us a nice one here. Right, you ready, Rich?
Let's do it.
You ready? Right, question one. My fantasy is neither final or from a star.
Pass.
You're not even just going to say cloud.
I mean, yeah. Why don't we just say cloud?
Well, it's not final or from star, so I say cloud's going to be wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not from Star Ocean or Final Fantasy.
I am female, and my hair is blonde.
That means nothing. female and blonde.
And it's not from Final or Star.
Pass.
Okay.
Question, okay, yes on that one.
Question three. I come from a time before magic. I love the way he's worded this all in third person. Take notes, people.
Before magic?
Yes. So I think she comes from a time before magic, right? So I think the key clue there is not the magic, it's time.
Is it, I'm trying, is it Alice?
Alice?
From Fantasy Star 1?
No, because she's... the question one, my fantasy is neither final or from a star. So basically, no Final Fantasy games and no Fantasy Star games.
Okay.
Right, so question four. Oh, what's happened? Yeah.
What's up?
My phone just went blank.
Well, that's good.
There we go, got it back. You can determine my ending by when you defeat the final boss.
This means nothing to me.
This means nothing to me.
Yep, okay.
You can determine my ending when you defeat the final boss.
I am seriously drawing a blank.
Oh, I have sorry,
no
man.
Idea.
I'm not even
this
sure.
Is hard.
I'm not even sure you've actually played this game.
Probably haven't. Okay, go on. What's the next clue?
Sorry, mate. It's a very popular game. I like Chrono. He is strong.
Oh, that's I played this game actually. That's the girl from the prehistoric world from Chrono Trigger. Is it Anne?
Close. Do you want to, I'll give you another guess.
I know who it is. She's from the prehistoric world. Alia.
It's Alia.
Like, I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, I'll give you that one because you did know who it was.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
there
that
she
was
is.
Hard.
It's the big blonde girl. Man, look at that. She looks so Dragon Ball. Oh, I love Akira Toriyama. His art is so good.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the. She comes from a time before magic. She has blonde hair. I like Chrono. He's strong. Yeah. Well done, Rich. I'll give you that one. You get 1 point.
Yay.
Cool. So yeah, so we need more people because so far Rich has done two and I've done one, so we're uneven. But I think I'm still winning.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, we might be joint actually. Did I get 2 points or 1 point? Oh, I need to keep track of this. Where's my spreadsheet? did I put it here? No, there's something else. Okay. So we do have one review this week, Rich.
We do.
Yes, exciting stuff. We got a review from our good friend and Patreon, Jangles87. he gave us this review on iTunes from the USA. He said, I've made the switch to an iPhone, so I figured I'd leave you guys a review here. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Jangles. It's good for you. Good for you to give us a review. And that's actually your second review, so you've now been entered into the competition twice.
Yeah, thanks, Jangles.
Thanks, Jangles. We love you, guy. Yes, so remember, good people, send us your reviews because you can win 25 of Rich's money.
Yeah.
In whatever currency you desire, whether it be euro, the English pound, which probably won't be worth much in a couple of months when we mess up our Brexit, or dollars or Australian dollars, whatever you want. You can have it in Korean, whatever that is, if you fancy it. Or Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, don't think you could afford 25 Bitcoins.
No, not that.
yes, and also, right, I'm going to open this up to anyone now. Anybody reach out to me via Twitter or Discord, whichever you wish. I have 3 Pokemon codes remaining for Pokemon Ultra, Sun, and Moon. And these codes expire at some point in December. Very soon. So if you guys, if anybody wants Latias or who's the other one? Yeah, the legendary Pokemon. Latias and Lightius or something. If anybody wants the codes for those, I will just give them to you now. We were doing them as part of the review, but I don't want these codes to run out or go to waste. So please, people, please don't let these go to waste. Do the right thing. Call up now. I'm sure I had it pinned somewhere. It's going to really annoy me. There it is. Yes, so, oh God, the codes run out on December 21st. These are for Ultra Sun and Moon, and it's a mystery gif of Latios or Latias. So if you want those Pokemon for Ultra Sun and Moon, just let us know, and we'll give you a code. We've got 3 remaining. So please get in touch, people. I want to give those away. I don't want them to go to waste. Yeah. What else we got, Rich?
That's it.
That's it? That can't be it.
That's it.
That can't be it.
Yeah, it is.
I refuse to believe it.
That is.
Nah, can't be it. well, I was very pleased last week, Rich. We had our best ever viewing figures for Phantasy Star 2 in our review.
Yeah.
So I think we've learned something here, that people like reviews. So we should try and get these out more often.
We'll try.
We did procrastinate heavily on Phantasy Star 2, so apologies to everyone. But yes, we have a Discord server. I'm going to try and tweet that out fairly regularly, the link for it, but it will also be available in the Discord in the description in the episode below. So please jump on and chat to us. We love the Discord server. The community is slowly growing, and it's getting more and more fun by the day on there. If you've played any of the games, send us your scores. You can tweet us at RPGYears. Just use the hashtag RPGScores. Just rate... just tell us what you think of the games, basically. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact me on Twitter at Metunica, Metunnica.
And me at HailBlue1569.
Yep, and also, and again, you can contact both of us at RPGYears. We'll both pick up on that. Sorry about my Nuzlocke, people. I'm on a bit of a hiatus at the moment with that. I just wanted to focus on this real specific podcast stuff to get a few games under our belt and sort of move on a little bit first. But yeah. I do plan to get back into that. So again, like I said, I want to do Willow. I want to dive in a little bit on Zelda 2, and I want to get Saga done so I can start Star Ocean, and then I'll jump back into Pokemon probably after Christmas, maybe into the new year. And I'll start bashing out a few of those episodes. I'm trying to make my way to Bill at the moment on the Seafront. Yeah. And it's a struggle, man. That Magikarp is just not evolving into a Gyarados.
Takes a while.
Darnell, man. Darnell. I want him to be a Gary so bad, but he's just not getting there. And I considering I only have 2 other Pokemon, it's a struggle, man. It's a struggle. Yeah. That game scares me. Nuzlocke is hard, people. Don't do it.
But you decided to do that.
I know. Well, I'm doing it for charity, man. This is in memory of my mum. So,
yeah.
You know, again, descriptions are all in the episode below, people. If you want to sponsor me on my Nuzlocke challenge, and I'll name a Pokemon that I catch after you, I'll try not to kill it, although I'm proving very awful at that. But yes, my mum died earlier on this year of motor neurone disease. So it's all to raise money for motor neurone disease, because the MDA Association were amazing for my mum. They helped her out so much in her final days, and I just want to give a little bit back to them. So, yeah, and give a little bit back to you guys as well. I'll need to start bloody playing the game again.
You'll get to it.
I'll get to it one day. But, yeah, that's everything, Rich. So yeah. I'm going to play some more Phantasy Star music for this episode, so enjoy that, guys. It'll be the last time you'll hear the awesome track that I absolutely loved for Phantasy Star 2. So cool.
I'm so glad he loved it.
Yeah, it was good, Rich. Well, if you ever want to listen to my my audio only Let's Plays that I did, you'll hear it a lot.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's such a good remix. I'm gonna find the link to it, and I'm gonna post it on Twitter as well.
There you go.
There's one last goodbye to the awesome, awesome Mother Brain music that I found. Cool. Well, yeah, it was lovely speaking to you guys again this week. And I have to say, Rich, I think this episode's gone much better than yesterday's episode.
I would agree.
I think you guys are very lucky that I fucked it up.
Yeah, because he panicked at the very end of it. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The last 5 minutes of the episode was just you sort of talking while I'm going, I can't find it, Rich. It's not recorded it. It's not there. It's not on the stream. It's not on Twitch. Twitch hasn't saved it. Oh, man. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm glad no one's ever going to hear that.
That's okay.
Shitstorm. Anyway, to next week, guys. Next week, we'll probably won't be reviewing Saga. It'll probably be the week after. But if you have played that game, let us know what you think about it. In fact, actually, let's do questions, Rich. If you've got any questions about Saga that you want us to answer when we do the Saga review, let us know. You know, we'd love to hear it. Email us at rpggy1@gmail.com. And that's where you can send your Who's That RPG characters to. We need those as well. So, yeah, I'll try and get this episode out to you people by the end of the day.
All right.
Right.
Have a good day, guys.
Love you guys. Over and out. And remember, enjoy the Saga grind.
Dun, dun, dun. Da, da, da.
Yeah. Remember, when in the world of Saga, try not to have too much sex with eye monsters.
Yeah. That's
weird. Hey, that's what the king did at the beginning.
That's right. All right, guys.
All right. Don't have sex with eye monsters. Thanks, guys.
Yo, this is Corey with the World Is My Burrito podcast, aka Twimby, a personal project where I educate my listeners as I dive into various pop culture topics that alter the world around them, yet somehow fell to the wayside. Do you know who almost single-handedly created the manga industry of today? Which major world event changed the horror film industry as a whole? How did comics affect the world's perception of nuclear energy? Journey with me to learn some random stuff.